Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a great morning and engagement. It's just so wonderful. Song about grace is so wonderful and needed. 1 John chapter 2, you don't need to turn there. We're going to turn somewhere else here in a minute. 1 John chapter 2 talks about, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world." And we're going to talk about a little bit, briefly, about an advocate and briefly about an atoning sacrifice. I've been doing the Bible in a year. We're almost at the 6-month mark. We're still in the Old Testament. And I just say that because one of the emotions I've realized and felt is an emotion of, kind of a disappointment, really. And you might be surprised to hear that. But, if you read the Old, I'm a Gentile. And, if you read the Old Testament, a lot of times you read these stories about cycles and you have hope. You have hope for Adam and Eve, but it just doesn't work out. You have hope for kings, a lot of the kings that come along. This past week we read about King Asa, and you like, maybe Asa's the man, but he's not the man in the end. And be turning over to Numbers chapter 35. What the Old Testament has done for me, full confession, I've never made it this long in the Bible in a year. I think a week and a half was my max that I've ever made it through. And, the Old Testament, really, the way I like to think about it is like a picture, and that these stories are painting, they're filling in the voids of kind of my Gentile mind about Jesus. And we're going to read a story about that, that it helps us understand what kind of the emotion and the spiritual reality of what God is trying to talk about, what John, the Apostle John, talks about, as far as the verse in 1 John chapter 2. But towards the end of Numbers, and you might be nervous about, oh, what's he going to read in Numbers about communion? And, it's a great story. I thought about doing Leviticus this morning, and that was, might have been more challenging. But we're going to pick up the story. It's about the cities of refuge. And we're going to pick it up, the whole chapter's about it, but we're going to pick it up near the end. And verse 22 says, "But if without enmity someone suddenly pushes another or throws something at them unintentionally or without seeing them drops on them a stone heavy enough to kill them and they die, then since that person was not an enemy and no harm was intended, the assembly must judge between the accused and the avenger of blood, according to these regulations." And again, this whole chapter is about this story, as about the cities of refuge. "And the assembly must protect the one accused of murder from the avenger of blood and send the accused back to the city of refuge to which they fled. The accused must stay until the death of the high priest who was anointed with holy oil." And the idea of cities of refuge, there are 6 of them, and they're Levitical cities, the cities of the priesthood. And the priesthood was important. We are called to be a kingdom of priests, and this is the promised land. There's all the tribes have been given their allotment of land, and the Levites are dispersed all within those tribes. Again, with the idea, God is really wanting this idea of a priesthood. I remember 1 John, the atoning sacrifice, the priesthood, to kind of come to life. And it comes to life here because 6 of the cities are cities of refuge. And it's the idea of someone who has this guilt, this thing that they've done, that they're seeking refuge for. And I just imagine an older couple sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair at the edge of town in this Levite city, and somebody on the run coming towards them They're beat up. They're sad. They have a story. And the man and woman look at each other and they say, I wonder what this guy's story is. And they take him in and they listen to that story. They hear the story of brokenness, of maybe sin, unintentional, just a life on the run from an adversary. You can kind of see where this picture is going, right? That's, you know, we are not, maybe didn't do anything like this. I mean, they're kind of give all these examples, but we should see our picture, ourselves in this picture, or at least see a God who has always provides a way back. And it says that, you know, the people in this town are supposed to be the advocates, right? They're supposed to be an advocate for this person so that the avenger of blood doesn't come and get him. They're supposed to protect them. And again, I'm trying to paint the picture of God and Jesus here. And then it says, you know, Jesus, again, 1 John 2, he's the atoning sacrifice. Well, what's the last part of this scripture talk about? It talks about this person's only hope is a death. It's a death of the high priest. It's a death where, you know, what it allows in the end is this person who's carried this baggage, who has this past, it allows him to go back to his hometown, to be restored, fully restored emotionally, physically, bonded back with his family, healed at some level, all because of this. And that's, I just bring this up as a painting of Jesus. God has filled in this part of my heart with this thought about, hey, no matter what happens, I have the city of refuge. And that city, in the end, John 14, you can think John 14, the way, the truth, and the life, that city is always there for me, and I can always go to it. Let's pray. Dear Father, we're so grateful to have a city. We are so grateful that you hold out this hope that you're, you know, through you, God, you've given us Jesus. You've given us this sacrifice. You've given us the atonement, this way back, always providing a way back to you, God. And we're just in love with you because of that. We hope we can be moved because of that. Put that on our hearts and help us to be do our part in this city of refuge idea. God, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.